Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. Inside the studio at Gillette Stadium, Scott Zolak and Bill Belichick break down the dramatic win over the Browns last week and all the key plays that led to their third straight come-from-behind victory. It's time for this week's Belichick Breakdown.
Time now for the plays of the week. And, Coach, when we look at plays of the week, I think we're going to look at a specific grouping here, your running backs and their production in both the running game and the passing game, correct?
Yeah, we had a lot of production from those guys. And, this play is a third quarter play in the passing game with Blunt coming through the line of scrimmage after a little fake. And Tom steps up, doesn't really have much, downfield and comes to the check down here. And then Garrett does a lot with the ball in his hand here. This is a very good run where he comes in and, makes a couple guys miss, gets a little screen block here from Julian, pick up a few extra yards. But real good running with the ball in his hand here. Excellent job by Tom of finding him and LeGarrette, taking a three-yard run and, turning it into 30.
First key is to catch the ball, too, and all of your backs have that in their repertoire, the ability to catch the football.
Well, yeah, you're right. Starts with pass protection and then passing and catching in the receiving game. This is interesting. Last week against 2 weeks ago against Houston, we were able to hit Shane coming out of the backfield here on a flat route. First pass to him down here, gained about 12 yards, got down to the 1 yard line. And then the second play a little bit later in the game, looks like Houston kind of got confused on their coverage and again end up leaving Shane kind of open out there in the flat for a pretty easy touchdown. So last week in the Cleveland game, we get down in a similar field position and have kind of the same setup here. So this is Shane in the backfield and Matt Mulligan at tight end. It's this time Mulligan's going to come in here and kind of run through the middle on a post. Shane's going to come out instead of going to the flat like he did in the Houston game, he's going to break it back in on an angle route and you'll see Robertson, number 53, the linebacker, coming over, sort of overplaying that outside route, what we ran in Houston, and this play kind of complements it here. You can see Shane right there giving him a nice move to the outside and then coming back and breaking it inside and, makes a big play. So, sometimes you watch a play like this and say, boy, how does that happen? Well, I think in this case it probably has something to do with what happened the week before.
And it's getting the guy in the bind. That's a tough thing. It's almost like a soccer goalie, and you're getting a free kick there, and you got to guess one way or the other. Guy out in space with good moves.
Right. And so that put the ball here on the 6 yard line. And the next play, the very next play, right at the end of the third quarter, same formation. This time, I think the linebackers are cheated out. The linebackers cheat out a little bit over here just because of what we did in the Houston game and the play that just happened. And we're running up the middle here. So this is a real good job by Logan and Nate Solder here of combo blocking on the defensive tackle on Bryant and then coming up on the linebacker. It's a good job here by Wendell of turning out. And then you see Jackson here, Dequell Jackson. Looks like he's kind of concerned about Amendola in coverage. And Danny puts a real good block on him right there on the goal line. So really it's a pretty easy run for Shane to get it in the end zone. But real good job up front here. And I think just the sequence of plays kind of, shows a little bit of how one play can set up another.
Specifically on a draw, too. When you're moving guys, you're pulling guys, it's nice to draw it up where you got a hat on a hat across the board. Makes it easy for Shane.
All right, and, guys are playing pass because you've thrown some passes, and that sets up the running game, and you run the ball well, and guys are playing run, and that sets up plays in the passing game and play action. So, good complementary football there offensively in that series of plays, and even going back a little bit to the Houston.
Oh, here's a really good look at it from the end zone.
Yes, this is the same play from the end zone. So we're 2 for 2 here. So this is Nate and Logan double teaming here and then moving up to Robertson. And then over here with Jackson walked out on Amendola, Ryan Wendell is able to get a good turnout block here. And again, nice block by Amendola. He doesn't really get enough credit for his blocking. He does a good job of, trying to help out there in the secondary. Makes a nice play here. And good run by Shane.
All right, moving on. You guys continue to fight. You come back in that game, and you line it up, and here we go with the onside kick.
Right. Well, a minute to go in the game, and this is the situation for the onside kick. If you don't get it, you have no chance to win. You got to come up with the ball here. And we had a little bit of an opening based on the Browns' alignment, and so Steven, hits a little short kick here, a little bunt, kind of 10 yards right in front of him, and You kind of see the key to the play here. Matt Slater's going to come in and make a block on this guy, and then Jamie and Nate Ebner are going to try to block these two guys, and then Steve's going to try to recover the ball. It actually squirts out, and then Kyle Arrington's able to come in and get it from the backside. But, you know, the idea right here is to get this block by, again, by Slater, this block by Collins, and this block by Ebner, and to allow Steve the opportunity to recover the ball. It looks like Whitaker here kind of comes in and is able to get his hand in there just as Steve's about to recover it. The ball squirts out, and then this is Kyle from the number three position falling back in behind to make the recovery.
Well, it's one heck of a kick, too. And, I mean, I know you guys practice this stuff, but you almost can't draw it up any better than that.
No, it really worked out. You know, it worked out well. It was well executed. Obviously, the kick was well executed. But, you know, getting the blocks here that gave us a chance to recover the ball. And then, you know, Kyle being in position when it squirted back to make the recovery, you know, gave us a chance to win the game in the last minute there.
All right, good stuff. We can take one more look, I think, here at the end zone shot of it and see Steve get pretty excited. He's had some pretty good weeks here down the stretch with some big kicks for you guys.
Yeah, he sure really has. So, again, here's the kick. We're trying to just lay the ball right there and about 11, 12 yards across from the restraining line. And you can see Slater come in, you know, really get a nice block there. He clears that out. Jamie, Nate, and then this is Kyle coming in from behind who eventually recovers the ball.
So, good stuff right there.
That's one we had to have.
Yeah, you see Gostowski get all excited there. Hey, I know you're going on the road this week, and good chance right here for the hat and T-shirt game. Good luck next week. Go get them.
Thank you.
All right, there's your plays of the week. We'll see you next week.
Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.